One of them said he was gonna call in, but doesn't seem like a. Yeah. We're really.
Who's that?
We had a
call
friend,
him out.
We had a friend walk him home.
No, no, I was talking about our good friend Alex. Well, who?
Alex.
Who, wait, good who, friend. Wait, who are you referring to right now?
Our friend Alex, oh. Who.
Our
who,
good friend Alex.
Our good friend Alex, who was promising that he would call in, but he is indisposed, and I.
Indisposed.
I don't expect a phone call during this.
I feel like.
Sorry, Alex.
Saying,
sorry that happened.
I feel like saying indisposed sort of has an implication. Yeah.
Really? He's yeah, he's okay.
We're just looking for some squeezers, you know?
Right. I don't get why that was so funny if no one else understood that. It's okay, because I didn't either. It's probably an inside joke between these two.
Actually, I got it, too.
It probably went over your head, like most things.
Breaking news, Fabio Barrow will probably not be moving forward with us on this show.
Yeah, no worries. Unlikely that he returns.
Cut on air.
I got my own show, guys. You know, catch me if you guys think I'm like the coolest
this
one here.
This show's kind of like a roller. It's kind of like a roller coaster in that there's a minimum height required. And
yo, did Donald Trump ever hire any of the people who won The Apprentice? Has that been proven? Is that a fact?
Unsure.
Okay. Because like, it's sort of unimaginable. He would hire everyone.
All right, that's it. Sorry, Justin.
Hey, see you next week.
Probably not Fabio.
Calling you laughable. How are you feeling now? Making it all about falling for you somehow. I'm doing
appetite visits me tonight. I won't be satisfied, won't be denied.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Zip man. what's underneath, closer than solid ground beneath your feet, closer even now than lips and teeth, closer now than out of reach. And the body remembers what the mind forgets, archives every heartbreak and cigarette. And these reset bones, they might not hold, yeah, but they might yet.
To a mirror. America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy's coming to the USA.
not you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
everyone that I know. Walking around with the biggest fools in town. God, I miss you. God, I miss you.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
She'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it.
the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together, sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally